Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Athena Research. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if we can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey. All right, perfect. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Will you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English?
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as...
What's the survey about?
I think it's mostly political, man.
Okay.
And let me ask you, do you think think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. And what is your zip code?
12454.
12454?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And what is the year of your birth?
1952.
52?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific
white.
Islander? Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Democrat. Let's see. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong Democrat or?
Strong.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes in issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For first one, Democrat Kamala Harris, second one, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Oh, Kamala.
Kamala, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Let's see. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to you on your view. The first one is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and it should be illegal. Or the fourth, I don't know or refuse.
The first one.
Thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? The first one is abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second one, abortion is legal and available in some restrictions, with some restrictions in New York. Third, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Fourth, abortion
I think it's the first one.
Oh, the first one? Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but I'm on a Zoom call for the Democrats that just kicked in.
Oh, okay, okay. Can we follow up with you on a later time?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
What time works for you?
I think this is an hour or so.
Oh, okay. So right now it's around 5:30 or 6?
I'd say 6 o'clock would be perfect.
Oh, okay.
Just in case it runs over. All right?
Yeah. All right, let me set up a call.
That would be
great.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Mm-mm.